The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM. Proudly sponsored by Aldi, bringing you Christmas all wrapped up.
It's the Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green. We are live till 2pm today. Jenny Green, do you know what? Since we've announced that we have this man on the show this morning, my Twitter's gone nuts. Your Twitter's, the show Twitter's gone crazy. From Breaking Bad in Ireland, give it up, Mr. Aaron Paul, everybody!
Woo! Oh, stop it.
How are you, Aaron? How are you feeling this morning?
I feel great. Thanks for having me on.
No, listen, mate, it's a real pleasure. Let's get straight into it. Ever been in Ireland before? Is this your first trip?
This is my first trip. Definitely will not be my last. I love it here so much.
Really? Have you been partying?
We went out for some pints on Saturday night. We got here Saturday, me and a couple buddies, and we had a very warm welcome. Everyone was so great.
I love that you said some pints. Now, I've seen evidence. You're pretty much on everyone's Twitter and Facebook feed. Is there anyone in Dublin you didn't take a picture with on Saturday night?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
With a name like Aaron, that's a bit. That's an Irish name. So, do you have any Irish blood? Any Irish connection?
I'm sure I do. Yeah.
But you haven't traced it back.
Yeah, I've not traced it back, but I hope I do somewhere.
See, the problem with that is, Aaron, you know, you'll have second cousins and triple cousins coming out there and saying, I'm related to Aaron Paul. I know his great-great-great granddad very well. He used to, I don't know, feed my sheep or something crazy.
I love that.
So tell us, how has life been since Breaking Bad? I know you've done a couple of movies since, but do you miss it?
I do, yeah. I was, you know, it was seven solid years of my life, and it was a beautiful family. I love every single one of them, and it was definitely hard for all of us to say goodbye, but we all stay in touch, and it's been great.
I have here in front of me the reason you're over here, which is Budweiser Ireland have announced you as the latest ambassador. Tell us a bit about that, Aaron.
Yeah, well, you know, Budweiser approached me to come out to support their Dream Job project, and that was the first time I even heard about this this project. And it's so great; they're giving the opportunity to a lucky Irish person to chase after their dreams. And so I say, why not, you know?
It's unbelievable. They're offering 50 grand to a lucky Irish person so they can pursue whatever passion they want. Yeah. Now, I know there's just over 3 weeks left to enter. Do you know how people can get involved? Is there a website or anything they can check out?
Yeah. I mean, it's super simple. Just go to their Budweiser Facebook page, just facebook.com/Budweiser. And they can fill out a form to apply. And they also can, you know, upload videos to really show what they're passionate about. It's not just like a random name out of a hat drawing. It's really, they want to pick someone that is truly passionate about something. And so whether that's, you know, singing, dancing, writing, whatever it may be, they want to pick someone that really wants to chase after their dreams.
When you were young, Aaron, not that you're not young, of course, but when you were a kid.
Oh, I'm so young.
You're younger than Nikki, if that helps.
Well, I'm 36. How old are you, Aaron?
I'm younger than you.
Okay, we won't say anything. When you were a kid, though, what was your dream job? Was it acting? Was it sport? Was it something different?
Yeah, I mean, when I was, you know, really young, I always said I wanted to be an astronaut, and then that didn't happen. And then at a very young age, I started doing church plays, and then I started saving up money to move to either LA or New York when I was in like eighth grade. So when I was like 13 years old.
So you're like sticking a dollar in your little kind of collection box.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was just working a bunch of random odd jobs. And so I knew what I wanted to do for a very long time. And I my whole thought behind it was, you know, why not? Why not chase after it?
You know? Were you encouraged, like, you know, people around you, your family, would they always be encouraging you when you were a kid like that?
Yeah, my family was always like, do whatever you want to do in life, because if you believe that it can happen, it will happen. And so they were really pushing me out the door, which is great. That's how it all happened.
I always remember hearing Brad Pitt's story where he had to dress up as dressed up as a chicken or something outside a restaurant. Did you have to do anything crazy like that to make ends meet?
I actually had to dress up as a giant frog and a Tukey Bird mascot. No joke, I worked for two different radio stations, but you know, I started working for them when I was 14 years old. I was getting $10 an hour. And that was a lot of money for me back then. It was great.
That's how Nikki started here as well, would you believe? True story. You have something in common. You share
I had to dress up as a pop star, Aaron, before to get the job here. How good was your frog impression? Was it good when you did you have to make noises?
No, Westlife is pretty fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, listen, that's just a research girl beside you telling you that. I know how this works.
They showed him a photograph this morning.
You know, I think you're fantastic.
Thank you. What's your favorite song?
That's what I was going to check. Is it Flying Without Wings?
I mean, I think, isn't that everyone's favorite song?
Yes, of course it is. He's done this before. He definitely has done this. How are you at singing, by the way, Aaron? I'm not going to ask you to sing, by the way, but are you a good singer?
Oh, no, I'm awful.
Really?
No. You do not want to hear me sing.
Well, you were featured on a dance record, actually, that a DJ released about a year or two ago. But it was your famous line from Breaking Bad, which I know you're probably sick of saying, but is there any chance you'd give it to us?
Yeah, it was a classic song by the name of Dance Bitch. My buddy Zen, he did that song,
We might have to give it a spin on the show this morning.
Why not? You only live once, make it a good one. We did put out on Twitter, Aaron, for a few questions, so I'll just fire some at you if that's okay. Has your movie Quad been released yet, someone was wondering?
No.
Okay. That's simple.
I'm not sure. That was a small independent film I did about 5 years ago. And we just, you know, I'm not sure when, if it's ever going to be coming out. But I got like four films in the can that will be coming out throughout next year. And I got a show I'm producing for Netflix.
Okay.
Great. And one final question that we're gonna have for you is from Valerie Murray. She was wondering, are you going to be going back to where you first met your wife? Are you going back to Coachella this year? Because our very own Hozier is going to be playing at it.
Yes, and I will definitely be watching that show. But yeah, we'll definitely, we go every year. We love it.
The Nikki Byrne Show on 2FM with Jenny Green.